Happy New Year. Are you excited?
Thank you. For the new year?
Yeah.
Not really, no.
Do people get excited? Like, I don't know. To me, it's just another...
I get depressed. I definitely don't get excited.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, I think we're on.
We're on.
There, he took his thing out.
The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Welcome to the Comedy Store podcast. We've got Mo Mandel. It's a new year.
It is a new year.
A new us.
Is it a new us? I feel pretty regular us. Yeah, I feel like this could be us in 2008.
This is so us.
This is so us, though.
From like so long ago. Right.
That is a very good point.
2008. Is that how long I've known you? Yeah.
God, you know, I was looking my, I don't know why, I was like looking something up and I realized like, whoa, I did that TV show like 11 years ago.
Wow.
And I remember feeling like, you know, I was just on that show. Why am I not doing something? I was just on that show. And then I was like, oh, that's been like over a decade. Like people who weren't alive then are like thinking about junior high school.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You don't know what show or you just,
it was like, well, it was like Modern Family. Like I was like a really good credit for me.
Yes, I remember
that. That was 2010.
Holy shit.
It's just fucking crazy. And I remember doing it. My girlfriend at the time was so excited that I'd worked with Ed O'Neill, who she only knew from Modern Family. And I found out she didn't even know he had been on Married with Children. I'm like, wow, maybe she's too young for me to date.
Yeah, this might be.
Yeah.
Is that how you gauge your...
what TV show?
What TV show have you ever heard of?
Did you like Rugrats? Because I was too old when that came out, so...
But then again, I have a niece, she's 25, and her favorite show is Golden Girls. And I'm like, really?
That's a weird quirky kid.
Yeah, she wears Golden Girls shirts. And I'm like, are they still making money off merch? Are they still alive?
Those old bitches still cashing in.
These hoes is making money.
I'm always amazed when I talk to kids now.
I need money. Buy my elderly t-shirt.
They're bringing back Golden Girls, by the way. I think they're doing like a reboot.
Oh, maybe I can play B. Arthur. I'm pretty tall.
Yeah, you could be a B. Arthur. I think you could definitely. I like how that's who you would cast yourself.
I don't know.
Because I could have gone with Blanche. She could be a little Randy.
A little hoey. Yeah. But I
want to play
like
the
Blanche.
Little.
I feel like I'm a little cuntier.
Yeah, I don't want to. I am not saying that. You're saying that.
Oh, definitely.
I'm not saying
but you
that.
You can agree
I'm
to
agreeing
it.
With it inside, but I'm not saying it.
But not out loud.
I don't think you're like that. I always find you to be a very nice person.
I am very nice, but I'm saying like I could B. Arthur was the one that would like kind of shit on everyone.
Yeah, but I don't see you.
Not
I don't feel like you
on
do
everyone,
that.
But if you live with me.
Well, to be honest, I haven't lived with you in a while or ever. But I always think of you as a very like sunny, happy person, and then every now and then I know. So maybe I don't know you that well. Maybe I'm realizing
definitely not at all.
Oh,
I mean,
you're a good actress. You belong in Hollywood.
I'm a hell of an actress. My mother literally is like, "Hey, you know, you can't talk to Eleanor for like the first 2 hours when she wakes up."
Oh, okay.
Because when I wake up, I'm like, "God damn it!"
Just about being alive.
Yeah,
100%.
Furious.
I used to do a bit about that where I'd wake up and be like. Fuck! And people are like, what's wrong? Like, I don't know. I just woke up.
I love when people go, is everything okay? What's going on? I'm like, no, I woke up. Like, don't you get it?
It really bothers me, but I'm so the same. I wake up just so depressed until I get in the shower and have coffee. Then I'm like
this
is pretty good.
It takes time.
But why is it like that?
I don't know. Like, you're right. I've been thinking about it a lot. Like, maybe I start processing, like, what am I going to mess up today? Or what's not going to happen today? Like, we go negative.
Or
when
you're
you
still
first
thinking about, like, what
up.
Didn't go. I know. Isn't that wild when you wake up and you're still thinking of, like, God, I never got invited to that party in high school? You're like, why?
Everyone hates me.
Yeah. You're like, why are you still stewing on
that? I have
that
no
shit?
Friends. Like,
right. And then you get out of bed, like, you've just thoroughly just beat the shit out of your own self-esteem. And like, you just come out into the world, like,
Sometimes it'll be, like, hours before I go outside.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, not one person texted. Oof. I didn't get an email. I didn't get this. I'm like, if I died, no one even know.
Right,
like,
right.
It's like, all right, stop having a pity party and go for a run.
Because that's what we do. We pick up our phones. We look at Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if no one's added us or mentioned us or anything. Yeah. We're like, well, why even get out of bed? Clearly, the
not one like
not
on this
one
picture.
Like. Yeah.
Wasn't
or,
it?
Or how about when you resent the people who do like your thing? You're like, oh, it's fucking from that guy. That fucking idiot
well,
who
fucking
likes
everything.
Yeah, I know. You
he
don't
likes
appreciate
his own post, this idiot.
You don't appreciate that guy at all. Like, that. I don't even go to Milwaukee. He's never going to see me.
No, no.
Never
going
to come to a show.
I have a friend that likes his own post immediately after
he
posts it.
It's pretty funny.
And I want to take his life.
What I've gotten into doing is using the thumbs up, thumbs down to communicate with my fiance.
Oh, on like text?
On texting. So she'll say, I love you, and I'll give it a thumbs up. It's just the most low-key obnoxious thing you could possibly do.
So mean. That's your fiance.
I know, but it's just fun. Fun. And not
she,
just with her, with
did
everybody.
She laugh or?
She has a good sense of humor about it, yeah. She's from New Jersey. She's pretty...
pretty hip.
Feisty.
Okay, feisty's a better word.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jersey.
Feisty's the politically correct C word.
No, I say cunty. That's my middle name.
Right. But if you were, if you're not going to say it, feisty is like the nice way of saying it.
Oh, I see what you're
saying. You know what I'm
saying?
Like
it's like, you don't
want to
say it.
Feisty. She's a feisty. She's a snappy gal. Got a lot of chutzpah.
In like 2 years, they'll be like, don't use the F word on me.
Right.
It's a big thing again.
And maybe chutzpah is the Yiddish
chutzpah
C word.
So hot. Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, it is?
If somebody's like real brassy or pushy, you say, oh, she's got a lot of chutzpah.
I think I've been called the C word in Yiddish.
Quite a few Hasidic men have muddled chutzpah. That C word's got a lot of chutzpah.
I'm in here with you, chutzpah.
Yes, it's the
C cute.
Word and the word.
Somebody one time said to me, you got a lot of moxie. And I was like,
that's also the C word.
You know I can knock you the fuck out, right?
Moxie's if you're like in the 1950s or something, I think.
I know. Actually, it was Whitney Cummings. And I made her laugh when I was like, really? And she goes, yeah, you got a lot of moxie. But I think she meant it a different way.
I'm sure she meant it a good way, but why is Whitney Cummings using the word moxie?
And this was like 5 years ago.
That's weird. She's really on the cutting edge of what's happening with language.
And I was like, what? Like, I remember getting like moxie, like almost, and then I teased her. I was like, you know I can knock you out. And she was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she's aware of it.
She don't give a shit.
So which female comedians could you not knock out? Because you're a fighter, right?
I don't know. Yeah, that'd be hard. What about like Judy Gold? She's pretty tall. That'd be.
She got really mad at me in the parking lot here one time. Really mad.
Judith?
Yeah, it was not good.
She's the one that gave me the nickname Cunty. What is it?
I was, you know.
She's one of my favorite people on the planet.
Yeah, I only really had that interaction with her. And my cousin's a comedian. Sue Kalinske is her name. She's, you know, doesn't do as much stand-up now. She does, like different stuff in television. But, you know, she knows
old
Judy
school.
Very well. Yeah, old school. So like, she was on, like, the Bob Dice? Hope special and stuff like that.
Oh, no. Okay. I feel like Dice just brought that name up to me.
Possible. But I got in this big argument with Judy Gold, and then I was talking to my cousin later, and she's like, oh, yeah, she really hates you.
Judy gets mad and she holds a grudge.
She was really mad. Yeah. I was a little, I couldn't tell if I was out of line. It was like I was in the Comedy Store parking lot. She had a broken leg at the time.
Ooh.
Yeah. She was on crutches or something.
Okay.
And I was just sitting in my car.
Wow.
And she got into her car with somebody else. She got on the passenger side and she just kind of like hit my door. And I kind of just sort of like, all right. Like
she dinged.
She didn't realize I was in the car.
Okay.
And then she kind of just did it again and kind of got into the car. And I was sort of like, and she had a broken leg, so I get it. But it was still, I thought she had seen me, or I guess she didn't. But I was like, what the fuck? Like, you can't, you know, are you going to apologize? You can't just fucking hit someone's car, you know? I got a little hot, and she went real hot. Like, you know, sometimes you think you could sneak in a little temper.
Yeah,
she was not having
she
it.
She can get in your face. I know. She's my favorite comic. So people get mad at me because I'll never not pick her. Like, people are like, she was mean to me. And I'm like,
oh, I'm not even like,
Judy is.
It was like so long ago, but it's kind of funny that, like, I'm sure if she saw me, if
she
we, like, I've never, I think she would probably.
Really?
I think so. Because she had the knowledge of who I was enough to kind of like talk to my cousin about it. So, but it's funny when you only have like one interaction with somebody and you know they probably just think you are that person all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, he's just the worst person. You know, he's always yelling at people about his car. about his 2004 Toyota Corolla that he's afraid
he's
that it's going to get dinged.
So into his car.
Yeah.
So it wasn't even a nice car?
Well, you know what kind of car I drive now. So imagine what kind of car it was. Oh, it's a Honda. I drive a 08 Accord.
There you go. No, I don't pay attention. I feel like everyone has a Tesla except me.
Oh, God. The Comedy Store parking lot is real fucking depressing sometimes.
How uncomfortable.
Fuck.
Pull in, you're like,
I know.
Should and I be like, on a bicycle? Like, I don't want to touch anything.
It's kind of like when you'd have, like, you know, you'd have your parents drop you off around the corner from school because you wanted to see, like, you want to just Uber to the Comedy Store so no one knows what kind of fucking shitty car you drive.
Do you know who Bob Oshak is?
Yeah.
Okay, Bob hated hated the lot. It gave him anxiety. And there were a lot of he was a lot guy for a while. So a lot of people would ding your cars and stuff like that. But he also hated the car he drove. His wife drove the nice car.
Yeah.
So he would park like on Hollywood Boulevard and walk down. I'm like, dude.
I remember one time Jeff Garlin was driving out of the lot, like a brand new Chevy Volt when those just came out. So, you know, it was like really expensive.
Oh, yeah. Those are the good ones.
Yeah. And he came around the corner and just like, and everyone was sort of like, he's
pole,
rich. Yeah. Like, no one was sympathetic. They were like, he's been on TV for 40 years. He'll be fine.
They put polka dots on that pole just to get people not to see it. I call it the Dom Irrera pole because he has hit it, I don't know, 30 to 50 times.
It is an engineering marvel how those door guys don't smash every car in the lot all the time.
And you've never done it, right?
Like, no.
You never worked here.
No.
Okay. There was times like where I'd see a lot guy walk in and be like, hey,
hey, guy who has $100 million, please don't make me buy you a new door.
Like to Dice or to like Eddie Griffin hit a car pretty bad and was just like, yeah, I'll just buy a new one. I'm like, no.
Wait, when he was a door guy?
No.
Oh, he just slammed.
Yeah,
okay.
By accident. He just like hit somebody. But I mean, Dice constantly, Doc Willis would walk in the kitchen and be like, hey, man, you know, he'd always push his glasses up.
Did Dice ever make him pay for it?
No, never.
You kind of can't, right?
He don't care. And it would always be like, you drove the cars here that were for here. You know what I mean? Like, he wouldn't drive, like, he would drive the Bronco here.
Right, so, right,
which is a nice car.
Which is amazing to me when, like, guys like Russell Peters show up in, like, a Phantom. I'm like, you're taking that here?
Like,
here?
That shot. Yeah. Like, there's always a lot
of
cars.
Even the guys always, like, I feel like they always park the good cars, like, in the good spots, which they should. And I know I have a shitty car because mine's always by the dumpster. You know, it's always where I have to, like,
that's
edge
Mitzi's
around.
Spot. Well, it says Mitzi only.
That's not a good spot. You have to like,
well, because it was straight with the driveway,
right?
So Mitzi's car, they would back it in, and she'd be straight with it. And now they reserve that for other people,
right?
But yeah,
so I should be flattered. Okay,
yes,
I thought they hated me. So that's
big time.
Okay,
I just hate in the summer when they forget to put your window up, and you're like, no. Now there's rats
now there's whatever lives in all that feces swimming in my car now.
Well, because the trash cans or whatever the dumpsters are like, it's like rat de soleil back there.
It's
in
like
the summer.
It's rotting dreams of comedians. That's hot. What it is. It's full of the dreams of all the people who have come to the
when
comedy
it's
store.
Hot, it's bad. It's bad. I'm like, Jesus, is every
yeah, it's
rat
it's really
in the
bad.
City?
It's really bad. Yeah,
but whatever. I just make sure my window's up. That's all I care about. And they run through the ivy too on the wall.
The rats.
Mm-hmm.
Oh God.
Sorry, I probably shouldn't say that out loud. But, I mean, they handle it as best they could.
Yeah.
But
I mean, the rats, in their defense, they are comedians. You know, they're trying to get stage time. There's a little...
They're showcasing.
They're showcasing.
I've heard them bomb. Right. I've heard them be bombed.
Some of them have done very well. Some of them have done very well for themselves in this town. We're not going to name who they are.
What if you saw a rat pull up and like a
it wouldn't surprise me. At this point, I've seen so many different people who I didn't think were going to make it. You know, one day if I'm watching Tonight Show, I'm like, that guy got it. The rat. The rat's doing it and I'm not doing it. I could see myself at this point being jealous of a rat. Like, this fucking rat with his cheese. Here he is, eating a cheese on a Phantom while I'm here doing my fucking 1 a.m. spot.
Are you still doing your game show?
Well, the True TV Comedy Knockout?
Yes.
No, that is not on the air anymore. No.
Damn it. That was such a good show. Well, True TV went through some crazy changes,
Yeah. Like, I don't think anyone who bought that show or made that show works there anymore.
Right.
Yeah, so none of us are working at the network
anymore. A very good friend of mine works for them, and she said that it just all, like...
Yeah.
out of nowhere, it was like.
Yeah. No, so, it definitely did. But we did good, though. We had like 86 episodes, so it was cool.
I'm saying, like, you could probably take that somewhere else, no?
Possibly, although, I mean.
They own it?
No. I think we get it back after a few years. But I don't know where else you'd take a show like that, you know?
Well, I mean, there's the Game Show Network. There's,
right.
Like, things like that. But people love that show. It was a great idea.
Yeah.
Comics went crazy from that. That all was right. a fun
Thank
show
you.
And a big credit to have.
Yeah. Maybe we can take it. Somebody. Think of me.
I don't see why not. I like it.
Huh.
Hey, we'll have to get that.
And what if you see me next time? I had a 2009 Honda.
Don't get wild.
I shouldn't get
don't
wild.
Don't spend all your
my
money.
My favorite thing is when you see the guy who gets his first break the new car. And you're like, oof. Was that smart?
I have seen some of the craziest one, like if they get, because when I first started here, they would give you holding deals.
Yeah.
But they were heavy. Like post.
No, they were much different deals.
Post 9/11, 2008, after that. Shit.
I know, because I remember the first time I got a development deal with like a network, I got like $90,000 from NBC to write, but I had to write a script and everything. And I remember.
And that's even a low end.
So low end. Because I remember talking to like Orny Adams or something, they're like, oh, would they give you like $400,000? I was like, what? Fuck. People are doing it. Like, that's insane. Mm-hmm. And they didn't even have to write anything.
Nope.
They just got money to just be willing to be on that network.
Nope. Yep. And it was crazy. So many people I know that got like a quarter or $500,000 every time. And it was like, they would just run rampant. Like, there's a few that were smart and put it together because they had kids kind
right,
of early.
Right.
But the ones that didn't are broke and still hanging out trying to get
some. I know.
But my heart breaks because I'm like, oh my God, you had everything. But, I mean, what is to say you'll do it right if in that situation?
Well.
I feel like you're a smart
person. It's all how you're raised, you know? I think I
would have spent it.
Yeah, it's either you're raised by parents who never had any money, so you don't know what money is really,
exactly.
Or you're raised by parents who are just terrible with money. You know, my parents are very like frugal. Like we've always driven like, you know, Toyotas and like, you know, we live in the fucking country.
That's not American. And, that's not frugal.
Well, it's not American. It's true. It's very unpatriotic
that's
to drive a Toyota. Really? Your dad wouldn't even be down with Toyotas? He would think that was un-American?
No. He would say, hey, girl, I'll drive that Jap shit.
Wow.
My dad.
Your dad sounds like he'd do well at like 1 a.m. in the original.
Killer. Killer.
My family's super American, though. We've been in this country 5 generations, I realize.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy American.
Think.
Have you?
Yeah, we're watered down like that.
Really?
We're pretty far down.
I would have thought you would have been like a recent Irish sort of like 70s sort of scrappy.
No, we were initially kicked out by the English.
So. Okay.
On the run way back.
Really? What would you guys do?
I don't know. Just every time I mention Kerrigan and Ireland, they're like, oh, you're one of them. I'm like, well, what happened? What
you don't want to know. You don't want to know what you guys did to that potato.
But,
it was a disaster.
Like it was like get out. And
it's kind of funny. Irish people were like considered an ethnic minority at one point.
Of course.
Like we're like shit on and stuff. It's kind of weird
big
to think
time.
About.
Yeah,
big time.
I mean, I wasn't there for it, but.
Yeah. You guys were like the Jews of England.
The English. I don't like the English.
I started comedy there.
Like
you know
that? I'm just looking, mugging the. I don't like the English.
I'm not a huge fan of.
You started comedy in England?
I wouldn't say I don't like the English. I found England very depressing when I was there. I think the English people were cool. I like the English people, but it's fucking like gritty, cold, wet fucking place, man.
People always say, there was a comic that used to say, the black is lifted. It's a beautiful gray day.
Right. I mean, their standards for shit are so low. Because I went to school for a year in Brighton, and that's like their beautiful beach, and it's pebbles. It's not sand. It's like little rocks. And they're how great is the beach? Like, it's fucking horrible. It's the worst beach I've ever been to. It's not a beach. I don't know what to tell you. It's like if you
pebble
went to a
beach.
It's Pebble Beach.
Without the pebbles.
Without the beautifulness.
I mean, does Pebble Beach have pebbles? Isn't that?
I don't even
north?
Know. Is that a beach? I know that's a golf course.
Oh, it's a golf course.
Yeah. But it might be on a beach.
My brother played golf there.
Okay.
But I thought it was like.
Do you know a lot of golf courses that are on beaches?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't play golf.
I said that like that would be a dumb thought, and I'm like, maybe they are. I have no
golf,
idea.
But there's always water, but not like an ocean.
Wow, you're so East Coast without water. God damn. East Coast people could never get rid of water.
I was home for a month and a half.
So funny. My dad is from the Bronx, and he's been in California for like 40 years.
And 4?
40.
Oh, okay.
And he'll still say bottle of water.
Bottle's my favorite. Yeah. My dad talks like that, old school.
Yeah, that East Coast will come
out. You got to get a bottle in there. I'm like, what is that? He says a lot of weird words, my dad.
That's what he says in between his racially charged diatribes against foreign vehicles.
Absolutely. Just not the vehicles, by the way. Whoever's walking by.
You had me at foreign.
I mean, we torture my dad, but he is, you know, he's like, I'm getting better, girl. I'm like,
You know what it is for those guys,
at
83, though?
Let it go,
yeah,
buddy.
But I'm at
83.
He's just going to, it's like the way that, like, I'm sure you consider yourself a liberal person, right?
I don't know. I don't know who I am. I'm somewhere in the middle.
Right.
Because I agree with things here, and then I agree with things there, and then I'm like, okay, they're both retarded, so I'm just going to stay here and keep saying the word retarded.
But you know, like, even...
I'm in trouble.
But you know, like, even if you're a smart, somewhat liberalish person and you live in L.A., I mean, you know, of our age, you know, even like things like, okay, now people of multiple genders are called, or not multiple genders, what's it, non-binary, are called they. And even if you're liberal and you believe people should have whatever rights, you're still kind of like, really? We're doing they? I mean, that's probably how people of your dad's generation are like with... You know, it's like this evolution. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's so many things I see in my act now. I'm like, from like back in the day, I'm like, you can never say that now.
No, you can't.
Already
say
it's happened.
Oh, yeah. But I just don't care about it. So, I mean, I'm just probably not going to work network.
Well, I don't care about it, but I don't want to hurt people's feelings, even though I say a lot of horrible things. But I don't want to, like, if saying the word they to somebody actively makes them feel better.
If I'm not on stage, yeah, I'll be fine with that.
Absolutely say they. But if you don't say they, or you don't quite understand what non-binary is, then like, we all have to educate ourselves, and then people get offended by that. It's like, well, fuck, it's just, give us all some time.
Everybody,
like,
has to be patient.
Yeah,
with
give
each
us
other.
Time, right?
Yeah. Because the thing is, like, I always joke about this, but I wanted to be a boy, big time.
You've gotten close.
Have I?
I feel like you've gotten close.
I'm mid transition.
You mean you're bragging about people
there,
you're bragging
guys
about people that you could knock the fuck out. So I think that's pretty.
But as a kid, it was worse. Like, right. I wanted to be a male bodybuilder.
Wow.
Not,
why?
Like, it wasn't even just bodybuilder. Like, in my head,
you wanted the shriveled balls
worked,
and the whole kind of thing. Yeah.
If I had a penis. So I asked my mom if I could be a male bodybuilder, and she was like, "Oh, honey, we're poor." And that was it.
That was the answer. We can't afford your penis.
Today, if I did that, and I was a kid today, at the age of 7, which is when I asked if I can get a sex change.
What, you asked if you get a sex
I
change?
Asked my mother,
you really wanted a
yeah,
sex change.
And my brother,
wow,
and my best friend, his name was Robert, and he wanted to be a girl so bad. I mean, we used to pray and run into each other and try to switch genders.
How did you try to switch?
Like, just, we saw it in a cartoon.
You thought if you were slammed, oh my God, that is fucking
we were
amazing.
Young. We
That's
were
beautiful.
Young.
That's a beautiful, sad little fantasy.
But we were like, yeah, like, there was this Irish Twins activator, dumb, I forgot what it was. It was some kind of superhero shit that we used
like
to
the
like
way Calvin would go to the transmogrifier, which would like change. That's what you guys are doing with your,
I don't,
but you would just put your genitals in the box.
I was like, please, please. And then I was like, I wanted to have a button, like, if I could be a girl when I got in, because my mom wanted a girl so bad because she had 4 boys in a row.
Right.
So I was like, if I could just, I'll please my mom inside. Then when I go outside, I could be a boy and I could play football and I could, like, I literally used to take my shirt off.
I feel like if you were describing someone who was transgender, this would be the story of their childhood.
Right. And I used to take my shirt off, just stick it in my back of my pants, just like my brothers did when we played a stick ball or whatever we were playing. And I'd spit. And I remember hearing a girl walk by and go, ew, she's supposed to be a girl. And I was like, I don't care. Like,
right. And then you hit some point and you do care.
But I'm saying this. If they started putting me, let's just say it was today, and they started putting me on hormones, that would be messed up.
Right.
I would kill to be a guy in stand-up. But again, whatever. It is what it is.
So let me ask you about this guy who wanted to be a girl when he was a kid. Did he end up?
He's transitioning. I think he's, I don't know if he fully.
Really? Went,
but he started once his parents passed. Yeah.
And he's like 40 or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's sad. He wanted
and
to be a girl.
Heart broke because he truly wanted.
From the time he was a kid, he wanted to be a girl, and he had to wait till his parents died. He's like 48. So now he's going to become a girl and go right into menopause.
Like, Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah, sad.
Well, actually, she skipped all the...
I know. She did. She was after that.
Son of a bitch.
She's like, hey, no women my age can have kids, so you can't tell me I'm not a real woman, all right?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I just think, like, okay, so my friend Robert, who's gay and or is gay, whatever, but he, that was the other thing. I liked boys. So if I
So you're a gay man. So you'd have to come out and then come out again.
Right.
Well, that's tough. That's
a
lot of coming
out.
That's
a pain in the ass. But yeah. I was reading an article.
I don't think that's rare, by the way. I think it's pretty common. Because there was a guy who used to teach me guitar in my town, and he became a woman and then was lesbian lovers with another man who became with a woman who had transitioned from being a man. So that's a lot of
skipping,
just really kind of getting all of it in there.
Yeah. And it's confusing. Like I read this article and a lady said, I'm the proud parent of a tranny toddler. And I was like, shut the fuck up.
No, she did not say that.
I swear to God, it's online.
She said tranny? Like, you're not supposed to say that word. That's an offensive word to say tranny.
Okay, maybe I added that, but
that would be great. I love the idea of the most woke.
No, I thought it said tranny toddler. I got to look it up.
I just love the idea of the most woke, non-woke parent. Like, I support my tranny toddler. This tranny is a beautiful word. It's like, it's very offensive. Like, it's a horrible word to say.
Toddler is offensive in that sentence to me.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is ridiculous.
Toddler.
That's
the ultimate, my kid dictates how the life goes.
How does he?
I'm telling you, I sent it
It's so funny because my brother has an 11-month-old, and I was just talking on the phone. He said,
can you imagine if they were
No, like, because he just said, we took him to the zoo, and we'd put him in front of like a grizzly bear cage, and he wouldn't even care. He'd start playing with a piece of grass. And I was like, like, that's how little awareness kids have.
It's that, yeah, like they could just sit right there
right.
with a grizzly, like scratching at their back. Like,
but is it funny, like even with the word like we're like tranny, like that is like, that is one of those words that when we started comedy, you know, so many comedians would say that on TV. Now that word is like, that's like the N-word to people now. Like that's one of those words.
Really?
Yeah, you like really can't say that word.
There's
so many,
did.
I know, and I just did, but there's so many, and of course we didn't mean it in an offensive way, and don't write a blog, and we're sorry, and don't cancel us, or let all the babies do whatever they want, let the babies live, but it,
don't listen to him, I'm the opposite.
Cancel Eleanor, cancel Eleanor twice, and let me off, but I do think it's like,
a big C.
There's so many words now you can't say, there's so many words.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I have friends that would call, I'm a tranny, like they would say it.
Right.
So, and they were transitioning. I mean, maybe most of my friends that transitioned didn't go the distance because they couldn't afford it.
See, now that's very sad because that's not a good place to be.
That's hard. But...
And then you're just a woman with like a beard or a man with breasts.
But you know what? They feel a certain way when they...
Yeah.
Like a lot of people say, oh, that's mental. They're mentally disturbed. I'm like, we're all mentally
disturbed. That's what I was saying. We're all fucked up. Like,
just because I'm okay with doing this, it doesn't mean I'm not mentally...
Just think how difficult childhood was. My fucking high school years were miserable. I still don't think I've ever been more miserable than I was in high school. If I was on top of every other pain I had in those 4 years, also wishing I had a vagina instead of a small Jewish penis at the time. It's grown. I was small at the time. Now it's proportional.
Okay.
But
it's
I just
like
want to make that clear.
Into...
I'm clearly very insecure in every regard. But if you also had to wear your gender on top of that shit?
No, fuck.
It's fucking impossible.
But and that's my friend Robert went through.
Yeah.
He went through
God bless
terrible...
anyone who could survive and live a happy life after all that.
And people would pick on
him. Of course.
Him, and but he was a friend of the Kerrigans and one of our favorite people to hang out with because we loved how outspoken he was. And I mean, he knew he was gay from the get. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, my brother Bobby was obsessed with like haunted houses. Like, Brigantine Castle was his favorite. I don't know if you ever heard of that. It was in New Jersey, Brigantine, New Jersey. And
sounds
it was literally
like I might go there for my
giant,
honeymoon. Sounds
oh my
nice.
God. It's not there anymore, but it was a giant haunted house. And it was so much, we got kicked out of it. Anyway. So my brother Bobby was obsessed and he wanted to make one in our alley. Like, that's impossible, but Bobby was very creative. So
I mean, it's not impossible. I remember working on a spaceship out of plywood for many years.
Well, we would like, he would cut all our Barbie's heads off and like rip doll heads off. And
this is your brother?
Yeah.
He's a serial killer?
And we would throw them at people. Like, it was his favorite thing to do. And then our friend Frankie down the street would come and he would add to it. And he was real creative too. So we would really scare people. But we needed to make money off it. So we were like, all right, we're going to charge a dime. And we're like, wait, how are we going to get people to pay? And we put Robert out there. And he was like, no, bitch. Like, I mean, he was in your face collecting all the money. I mean... So we
he was like, he sounds like a great barker.
We loved him. Yeah. Like, I still love him. I mean, and my heart goes out to all the shit that he had to go through.
Dude, life is a fucking difficult beast.
Yeah. So
like, if we were talking, like, you know, there's a girl in my building who I'm friends with, and she has brain cancer, right? She is 32. She has brain cancer.
Jesus.
Beautiful. And she wakes up and she goes jogging and she's fucking doing pottery and all this shit. And I'm like, God damn it. I'm waking up depressed in bed. Fucking, there's some bullshit because I only get one spot at the Comedy Store and it bothers me. Like, like, well, fucking A, you know? It's like life is so hard. And then you see people who are like, it's not that hard. You know, you just kind of, you just kind of roll with it. You just kind of do it.
I love what people say to me, like I have family members that are like, what could be so bad? And if
what,
he listens,
like everything.
He knows, everything, motherfucker. I don't know why.
Dude,
it just happens.
I can only drink iced coffee, right? So if I wake up in the morning and I realize I forgot to fill the ice tray the night before, I am so crushed by that reality. Like, ding. And then it spirals. Like, why can't I afford a place that has an ice maker? You know, then it just spirals. You know, it's just like, it's, yeah, all it does is take one thing like that to trigger me.
I love it. Yeah, ugh, the littlest thing will trigger.
I hate that about myself.
But it is annoying when you meet somebody that has like a serious, like obviously your friend, and we wake up. It's so selfish to wake up like,
and you
this
think about
bullshit.
You know, you ever like try to use someone else's pain to make yourself feel better about your life? You're like, well, at least I'm not, you know, but that only works for like a second. You compare yourself to somebody like, oh, they're starving people here, and that makes you feel better for a split second, and then you go out to your car and you got a ticket and you're right back to like,
this is bullshit. Yeah, I had a meeting with a friend, a manager that was going through some like nonsense, like because she left a big company and was like going on her own. So we met at this really nice place and I said, I valeted because I think I'm rich. You know, I'm an idiot. And she goes, oh, I parked on the street. So we're hashing out. She's having a terrible day. So I was like helping her. You know, I'm like, let's be positive. Let's. And she went out and she got a ticket. And she was like, fuck that. Like flipped out. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm
Dude, I'll go into fucking mode real quick. Real quick, man.
And I was like, that only costs $12 to valet.
You know, and here's where I'm at in life. Like, I'm depressed right now about the lack of evolution I've made mentally because I realize I feel exactly like I felt basically when I was 16. But I'm just now occasionally getting gray hairs. So when you're younger, at least you feel like if I do therapy and I meditate and I work my stuff out, I'll be
never
different.
Thought
it's like
that.
No different. You really, you resigned to the fact that you were just going to be a little bodybuilder trapped in a female's body.
Pretty much.
Miserable. Okay.
Pretty
See,
much.
I always had held up that hope that my dad's a psychiatrist, my mom's a therapist. So I was like, I'm going to kind of fucking grow. I'm going to figure.
See, your
none
bar
of it helped.
Was set high. My bar was non-existent.
My brother is an incredibly functional person. And I think that has always set an unrealistic bar for what I can be. Like my whole life.
Yeah. I mean, my mom sets the bar high because she's just an amazing person. Like, but as far as like making money,
no, but that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like being an amazing person, like being a loving,
she's a good person,
open person. It's like that's the kind of stuff where I'm like, I'm still such an asshole. Like, I'm still so self-absorbed and, you know, and, just certain people in my life I can be very loving to. Like, I'm sure my fiance would say I'm very loving of certain friends. But
and
like
your family.
Yeah, but then there's just the average fucking interaction I go with through the world was just like, and it's like, it's pathetic. And I want to break out of that, but it's so hard to do.
But don't you feel like we're all in this race? And sometimes you feel like you're not even in the race. And
what, in Hollywood?
Let alone winning it. Or,
right.
Yeah, like sometimes I'm like, I just want to be in the race, guys. Like, I'm not asking to win it. I just want to feel like I'm trekking along with you guys.
No, absolutely.
But I think that, like, my mom always says to me, well, honey, you chose this career and it's not easy. And, you know, you started late. And I'm like, what is this? This is your life? But she's trying to be
like, I haven't lost yet. Stop making excuses for my defeat. I don't know. Yeah.
Honey, it's not going to work out. You know that.
Yeah.
We're Irish. That's how we look at the world.
Irish people definitely do have that. I don't know. I'm trying to be a more positive person. I'm trying to be, because I notice that when I'm like nicer to people or just nicer to the world, I just feel better.
Sure.
The problem is when I get on stage, I have to be an asshole. I don't know how to be funny. Not
interesting.
Like, I can't write about things that are not. When I sit down to write jokes, like, even like I'm trying to be nicer, funny, more loving, kinder, more generous, all this bullshit. I'm like trying. I'm actively trying. But when I try to infuse any of that into my stand-up, crickets.
Wow.
Fucking crickets. Like, the only things that I know how to like make funny are when I really just let the other part of my brain just be like, let me grind up this shit. You know.
I love that. But I mean, I guess I'm an asshole on stage more than I am off stage.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess I say harsh shit off stage. Like, people will be like, you're mean. But I just find it funnier to.
I find it funnier too. I do too. That's the stuff that makes me laugh. Yeah.
Right. Like, just, I don't know, shitting on someone.
I know.
Maybe
I don't know why.
Feel better. I don't know.
This, if I hear a hot button topic and I know I could take the slant that's going to make half the people uncomfortable, I love doing that. It makes me funny. I mean, it makes me laugh.
But I don't think you're a not nice person off stage or off.
No, I don't mean not like a nice person. I just mean like the energy that I bring out into the world is like even inside myself, you know? Like, you know, you see like certain people who's like a guy who I just like, we're like, oh, I'd love to have his personality. Like a guy like Josh Wolf.
You know what
I
mean? Oh my God.
You know,
yeah.
I don't think, I'm not actively mean to people. I don't make fun of people. I'm not close minded. I tip. You know what? I'm a nice guy. I'm just saying the energy that I innately bring to the world.
Interesting.
It would
be
nice to just be one of those people who's just like an Adam Ray, like a guy who just sort of
Adam
like oozes
ease
with people. You know?
Yes. He's so likable.
Oh, yeah. It's just like, and they're not trying. They're just like a loose, nice, open person.
Yeah, yeah.
Who doesn't hate themselves.
How dare you not hate yourselves? What kind of person doesn't hate? No, I'm kidding.
No, I'm with you. But what kind of person is funny and doesn't hate themselves? That's what makes me mad.
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people that don't hate themselves. Maybe I can't think that aren't funny, that are funny. But there's a lot of people that like just are good at not hating themselves. And I'm like always in shock.
Me too. But I'm always like angry about it because I feel like, if you hate yourself, but you found a way to be funny as a comedian, that's like the prize you get for having a broken soul, you know? So then if you meet a guy who's like, loves himself, has always been popular, and it is also funny, you're like, well, no, that's our shit.
Have you seen...
you can't have that too.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Have you seen The Degenerates, Jim Norton?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh my God. He is the same person as I am, except with all the crazy sex shit he's into. Yeah. But he was doing this thing. He's like, I have to wake up. I have to do the chant every day. Chant, belt around the waist, not the neck. And I almost threw up. I was so happy.
The classic Jim Norton, man.
But he's like that.
Yeah, and he's another guy who's also actually pretty nice offstage.
Very nice, but completely self-loathing.
Oh,
like a hatred for his own self. But it's, I mean, he's fucking hilarious. And he's found a way to get through the day.
Yeah. I remember I opened for him at Cobb's in San Francisco in like 2005 or something. Or maybe it must have been later than that because my series was around. And I asked him to shoot a little video with me like just sort of interviewing him. And he did it. He was super nice. And he was like, Mo's funny. You know, we had a good week. He's pretty handsome for a stand-up comedian. It makes me want to spit in his young face. It's perfect. That's exactly what he would want.
But Jim's likable, but also hateful.
Yeah. When he came on Comedy Knockout, I felt so fucking honored. Like, not that he probably even knew I had anything to do with it or anything like that, but I was still like, maybe he did, but whatever. The show that I created, like, he came on. I was like, that's fucking cool. Cause he's like one of my absolute favorites, you know?
Same.
And he won.
He probably went on knowing. I think he probably knew.
I think he was friends with a booker.
Yeah, but
see how negative I am? I'm like, that can't be right. No, Eleanor, it's not me. It's not.
But a comic created it. Even if he didn't know it was you, this is what I was going to say. A comic created it.
Yeah.
So in Jim's mind, he's very pro-comic.
Right,
like,
right.
Oh, okay, a comic created this? Okay, let's give it a shot. Let's figure it out. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know who the booker was, but I'm sure they were friends with him as well.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. He's just super supportive of stuff like that.
Yeah.
And especially, like I said, that game really was great. Like, it really is a great formula that can work anywhere. So
yeah, I know. I have a couple other ones.
How can you be so negative when you created something? So I'm called Comedy Knockout. I mean, just talking about it, I get excited.
You just get all...
Tits
you get,
are hard.
Your imaginary bodybuilder dick just shriveled up by years of imaginary steroid use, just sort of ping.
It's a little pinky. That's what my sister would say. He's got a little pinky dick. I'm like,
oh, really?
Yeah. Well, because we had a friend that was a male bodybuilder.
Oh, so that was he was your idol, basically. He lived the Eleanor Kerrigan dream.
What, like years later, when he won Mr. America.
She was a really good
So he won Mr. America, and I remember, of course, he had his party at the playground where we all hung out. And so I saw his trophy, and I was a little jealous of it. Like,
like, so imagine how jealous you would have felt when you saw his dick.
I never got to, but I mean, there's still time, Richie.
I think he'd get in there.
no, he's older, but like he was 11 years older than
Wait, but so your sister saw his dick.
I don't know. She would just tease about it.
Oh, okay.
I guess there was a rumor, and people would get mad because, you know, when obviously he was taking steroids, you know, but now he owns a gym and does real shit, you know, but their whole family was extremely athletic. And I was always jealous of that because if I wasn't a male bodybuilder, I would want it to be a quarterback.
Right.
Like everything. My nephew plays for the Minnesota Twins and I'm like,
wow.
That would be me.
I think I'm the best athlete in my family. Might have played like varsity tennis in high school.
Tennis. So Jewish.
I got to be honest. I love this concept that you had as a child that if you just run into people, you become them. Like,
I don't know.
That would be great if that was true. Like if Chris D'Elia is walking into the comedy store and I just come darting out of the bush. He's like, oh! Just like, bam, hitting him. He's like, oh, fuck. He looks at his phone. Wait, I'm only making $1,500 a show. How the fuck did that happen? I'm like, oh, I'm in Madison Square Garden.
Did you ever see like kids do something stupid and you're like, fucking kids, idiot.
Yeah.
But they're not aware that you saw them do something.
Right, right.
I always think about how many people saw me and Robert
slamming into each other. Like, these kids are going
to
be really
trying
dumb.
To get pregnant. She don't know how to do it right. Like,
but that's how the world would be better, man. If everybody had to take turns being other things, that's how we would have equality. So it's like,
feel this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if you're like, okay, you could say gay people shouldn't get married, but someday you're going to have to slam into someone and you're going to be gay. And so do you really want to feel that way? It's like, that's how people would.
Agree.
Right.
I mean, it's like they do all those movies, 16 again or 15, whatever, that kind of bullshit where you go back and forth. They should do it where, you know, you have to be something.
Okay. I'm throwing this out there and this might be a dangerous suggestion. Have you ever thought that maybe you guys weren't running fast enough? Maybe you guys need to kind of...
Are you saying we should try it again?
I think maybe if you strap yourself... You each strap yourself to a car.
I think it's Roberta.
Get Roberta back here. The two of you strap yourselves in a car and just see what happens if you can really get that... Because
really high impact.
Back to the Future didn't work till it hit that speed. So you got to hit that speed. I think, you know, I'm not saying it's the safest route. But if we want to get some answers here.
Do I look like I play the safest round,
You do
round,
not.
Though?
I feel like we could kind of get you. You do a really bad late show Friday. You could kind of give or take
Why
life.
Why do you pick Friday? I have a late spot Friday. I'm so nervous now.
No, like, you know, the Friday late show is usually the I want to kill myself spot. When you're headlining or something
right,
like that.
Right,
the
second show.
The second
Friday.
Show,
yeah.
You were just in Harvey's, right, in Portland?
I did that in September.
Oh, okay.
October. Yeah.
I'm doing it in February.
It's
That's a fun
terrific.
Room. Yeah, it's
I'm
fun,
doing
right?
it in April.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'm opening
for you. I love Jeff. He's great. And
great
the club
guy.
Is really, really cool. Did you go underneath to the speakeasy downstairs?
No.
Yeah, they gutted it. It's killer.
You know, I actually met my fiance at Harvey's.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah. I was when they reopened. I was there first weekend and I met her there. Here comes Rick Ingram.
Oh, no. It's Rick Ingram and we're just closing up. Do you have the next guest with you? Hi, Rick Ingram. I'm so sorry.
Look who decided to show.
I'm so sorry. It's late, but because we have another one.
Right.
And
no, I thought it was nice.
Rick's
just really get to connect
real
with you.
Parent.
Yeah.
And has real things to do.
I slept for an hour and 45 minutes.
Last night?
No, I mean in the last 3 hours.
Oh. Okay.
Wait a minute. That's
were you in the parking lot?
No, I was at home.
That'd be amazing.
I smoked some weed with Jason Glern and fell asleep in my car. I'm a good parent.
Shirts off in the minivan, bro.
Dude, it's weed, but it's also, I love that he's always on a stakeout because he's got beers in his trunk.
Smart man.
What's happening right
now? Smart dude.
Good teacher.
No, I mean, I sleep about 4 hours a night in general. So
Jesus, Rick.
Because of the baby?
Just because the kid's an asshole. So, but I got her to sleep. And then I just sat on the couch, and then I just
you
fell
just
asleep.
Passed out.
And then I was woke up, and I'm like, I should just cancel everything. But
I feel bad. Like, see, this is why I feel bad. You should have.
I thought about it. I have a spot.
I mean, not
too,
no offense to you. You have a spot.
I do.
What time?
I had to walk
spot?
All the way over from the main room to be here.
That's fucked up.
It's like 50
now
feet.
Now I feel bad.
Yeah, man. I got caught in traffic besides a guy trying to use the bathroom.
They could have at least gotten you a wheelchair to bring you over here.
They could try.
So is kids worth it? I'm about to get married. We're probably going to have kids. Is it worth it? I mean, it sounds horrible from what you're saying.
It's, you know, it's weird. Like 60% of the time, I'm like, best thing that's ever happened in my life. And then 40% of the time, I'm just like, what the fuck did I do?
40 is a big percent.
Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say 85 and 15, but you went 40.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's definitely a majority positive, but there's just a huge chunk where I'm like, me personally, should not be responsible for humans.
Right. I know I shouldn't. I know I was like, it was a couple scares, and I was like, shit. And then it turned out good. So I was like, all right, good. This turned out good
after I consulted that doctor.
Not consulted, fell down a flight
Things
of steps.
It all worked out when I went to that doctor in the middle of the night.
It was a hot tub and.
Smart. Cook it out.
My mom had 2 abortions, she told me.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Wow.
Before us. So
nice.
I guess she
has
was
2
just,
boys.
Right. So I guess she was just sort of like, she was just kind of like,
thinning the
hurt. Doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
Thinning the hurt. Yeah.
Doesn't feel right.
And then eventually life broke her down enough where she was like, you know what? I need something.
Right. The deuce.
You're going to hate me, but we have to wrap this up because we have another guest coming in. Not that.
Are these 2 different episodes?
Yes.
Okay. Can I plug my dates before we go?
I want you to.
Yeah, go for it.
But right now we're being interrupted by Danny Harris. Is everything okay? Guys, Don Barris, ladies and gentlemen. We're filming. Yeah.
This is a question for Eleanor mainly.
Oh, okay.
A friend of mine tried to get in touch with you, and you refused to call him back. Just a second.
Wow.
This is
Jerry Springer just happened. Is he coming in?
She's
coming in. He's coming in.
Hi. I didn't know your son was in town. Danny, that's Danny. Don't hurt him. That's Mario. Right. Hey, Mario. How are you? Okay, Mario just called me today, by the way, and I did get the message, but I'm a little bit busy.
So fucked up, Don.
Mario, Danny is not a Comedy Store paid regular either, so that's why we can't have him on the show either. Take Mario out. Mario, how do you say your name?
Bosco.
No, your first name.
Mario.
You hear that?
Mario.
It's Mario.
Don't give in to these goddamn California pieces of shit. You're from Brooklyn like a person. Say it right.
Mario.
Espe, disgraziato.
Don't say that stuff, bro.
Vaffanculo.
Aren't you fucking Irish? Like,
100%.
Yeah. Fucking
100%.
I don't even know Italian accent, but I'm sure that's wrong.
Hey, Don. Good to see you as always, homeboy.
Hey, what's up? 100% Irish, but I sleep with a lot of Italians. Named Mario, by the way.
Yeah,
make it happen.
There was a second there. Where I was like, wait, this isn't one of them, is it?
No. I thought that was actually his son for a second. I really did when he said his son. I kind of they're both kind of very very pale.
Be older than Don.
Is that a ding dong?
I gotta be honest. No, he tried to make him a ding dong.
That's what they call a twink, right? I just don't know the terminology.
I don't know.
It's not a they or a
elfish.
Though or a then. It's
how does that identify?
Elf.
It's
Elf.
Just straight
Elf. Elf. Yeah.
No, he's great. Mario's a funny comic.
Well,
but
most elves are great.
Yeah,
generous true, people. True. They toil away. They can cook.
Pretty fucked up that you don't think elves are great.
Do nothing but good things.
Whittle
for this
toys.
World. I'm a Jew who's never received a Christmas gift. Still respect what elves do.
Wow. Amazing.
See, that's
yeah. proud
that's
of
someone
you.
Who's open minded.
Wait, so what are your dates?
Okay, so I got quite
Portland.
A bit of dates here. I got Calgary, Canada. I'll be at the Laugh Shop second week in February. Harvey's last week in February. That's in Portland. And then I'll be at Comedy Live in Phoenix in March and the San Francisco Punchline in March. And then that's,
killer.
That's enough.
But you have a website or something like people.
MoMandel.com.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a good
Mandel.
One.
That's a
good one.
Just able to get it. I was going to go with JoeRogan.net.
See?
But I went with MoMandel.
You can use Joe or
I thought about
his
it too.
Dog's name. His dog has more followers than us.
Marshmallow?
Marshmallow
likes to party.
Marshall?
Marshmallow.
He's selling out Cobb's next week, I'm sure.
No question.
If you just, for Rogan's fans are so intense, they will pay just to sniff his dog's asshole. That will be worth it. They'll pay more to see any of us do stand up.
I love the dog.
I believe that.
Yeah. All right, Mo, thank you so much.
Thanks
Sorry,
for having
Rick
me.
Didn't get here till late.
I preferred it this week.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of people
each
have
other
said.
Up. All right. So I'm going to go up and thank you so much
yeah,
for listening. Mo Mandel. Go see him live. Come to the Comedy Store. Support a show. I thought he was taking his cock out.
I was too. I was really excited.
Thank you guys so much. Rate, subscribe, check it out. Do your thing. And that's it. All right.
Bye.
Sorry. Oh, sorry. What time did you spot? Not here.